resurrection, and I am life, says the Lord. Whoever has faith in me shall have life, even though he die. And everyone who has life and has committed himself to me in faith shall not die forever. As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. After my awakening, he will raise me up. And in my body, I shall see God. I myself shall see, and my eyes behold him who is my friend and not a stranger. For none of us has life in himself, and none becomes his own master when he dies. For if we have life, we are alive in the Lord, and if we die, we die in the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's possession. Happy from now on are those who die in the Lord. So it is, says the Spirit, for they rest from their labors. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, who by the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light, grant that your servant Grover, being raised with him, may know the strength of his presence and rejoice in his eternal glory, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Most merciful God, whose wisdom is beyond our understanding, deal graciously with Grover's family in their grief. Surround them with your love, that they may not be overwhelmed by their loss, but have confidence in your goodness and strength to meet the days to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from Romans. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him so that we may also glorify with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. Who is to condemn? Is it Christ Jesus who died? Yes. Who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Let us stand, please, and sing the King of Love, My Shepherd Is. said to them, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches him and scatters him. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Bob Eckert.
Ready. On occasion, at this particular time, I perhaps am expected to say something about Grover that you don't know of, and that's impossible. You do it, and some of you probably knew it better than I did, but we were really close. Couldn't be in this old familiar building, is it? Doesn't make any difference about the temperature. Doesn't either. But, you know, everything has to change. Have you noticed? Everything must change. Not just that it does change, it must change. Because we're moving. We're moving ahead. We're headed for some place that was destined for us. We were chosen, picked out from the world to be this particular group in our lives together. And we're people with a destiny. And so we'll get there. I was thinking about some of those who have gotten there already. Some of us of all different ages, but just looking at the older ones, the first ones, before Grover, the Aaron Parker, John Griffith, Graham Pokingham. Lance still going. I understand that body is saving. He's still going. And others that have that fallen soon after the first. It's just while being here, any time that you speak at a funeral or a memorial service proves the point that be careful how you treat people. They may speak at your funeral. It goes along with careful how you treat your kids when you choose your nursing home. Well, funerals are for the living. They're not for the dead, they're about the dead. Funerals are for the living. That's for us. For us to have a properly good time together, reflecting on lots of things, the words of the gospel and the things of that world. That was a little principle that I try to employ. I'm 95 now, and I've had a number of opportunities to speak about people who are dying. And then don't say anything when you get up to talk at a funeral that you haven't already said to their face when they're alive. Good or bad? Don't say anything that you haven't said to their face. It's kind of like talking behind their back. That which is not a good thing. close. We're brothers. Close brothers. We minister together. We worked at the medical clinic together. We lived under one roof for years together. I was ordinarily the head of the household, and Grover was like an uncle in the household. One particular time, we had, I think, 21 people in our household, and Nancy, my wife, was the only female. So Grover got to be a real good uncle, and when all of the boys, like junior high, high school, college age people, when those boys found out that Grover was a few months older than I was, they wanted him to be the head of the household. Because I usually had a heavier hand, and Grover had a different way of getting things done. But the main thing I guess I would say about Grover, and I don't know if I'm really adequate for it to make the point right, is that Grover was a nobody. You got that? If you know Grover, he was a nobody. Just like the Lord Jesus, who from before eternity started, was a real somebody up in heaven, and then emptied everything of himself to become a human person, a nobody, to be a servant. Grover did that in his life. Continued to offer himself up to the Lord to get rid of the stuff of Grover and take more of the stuff of Jesus. For that, he had to be a nobody, of no desire, no great report, desire, no prominent ministry, just what the Lord wanted. And as a result, he got it. Grover was a nobody, a powerful nobody, a blessed ministering nobody, a wonderful brother nobody. Grover just wondered what the Lord wanted. So, some of the times that of our living together, when Nancy had our fifth son, Ben, we were in that 21-person household. Grover taught the boys in the household how to change diapers. That was like herding chickens. You can't herd chickens. But he taught them how to change diapers. And a few of them got to do it. Somehow I escaped. Then at the time when Nancy Carr Newman, Robert's wife, got to sing along with him in their married life, she decided that she was going to have to teach him how to carry a tune, a past project. And she was going to stand next to him the rest of their lives together. She wanted to tune him up again. How do you do this? Oh my God. Grover and I prayed together. We forgave each other. We forgave others together. We knew what weakness and sin was together. And we just stuck together. The purpose of God in our life was to love one another and hang together. And we did. Both of us came from that excellent culture called East Texas, and best of all cultures. Grover loved to write this. We get in a car and drive for several hours through East Texas. It didn't make any difference what time of year it was. Just drive through East Texas. Go over and just look at it. Just delighted. Wonderful in East Texas. It was where he had been born and raised up. He loved East Texas. And finished his life in days in a small, Houston is East Texas too. But it's not like Eastern East Texas. So he got to spend the last number of years of his life in East Texas. We sometimes go in Athens, Texas, we stop in at McAllister's and sit down and get one of their big glasses of tea, and for hour and a half, sit there and drink that tea, just like in Grover's boyhood days in East Texas. On the square, the city square, the guys would sit around and maybe whittle and solve the world's problems. That would not solve any problem anywhere in the world. Nothing was too complex. And we sit there and drink that tea on our own little private city square and solve those problems. He was a good, solid brother. And still is. We even solved, as we saw over a period of almost a year, across the street from McAllister's, that they were building a Holiday Inn. We even watched them and critiqued their methods of construction. Nothing we couldn't solve. Once when our family and I were moving out of town, and I needed some better clothes than I had, some little more sharp class clothing. Grover found out about it, took me over to his closet, opened the doors, and said, "Take whatever you want and all you want." That was Grover. It was nothing for him to give his clothing. That was just what he did. He gave himself. He knew that whatever he had been given him. And he gave it as freely as he had received it himself. To that end, there is, when you leave, if you go out that way, there'll be a box that has a bunch of books, a biography about Grover. Take one. Anybody wants to just take it. I say, Grover gave himself freely. Anything about Grover goes freely also. Well, an example of him giving himself, he quit his job as a welder in a refinery in order to work full-time here at the church, shepherding a group of people that varied from 12 to 20 all day long, as people who needed close care in their lives, as the Lord had delivered them and was firming up their souls. They needed 24/7 pastoring, shepherding. And so in the daytime, they'd go to their respective homes here around the neighborhood. The daytime, they needed shepherding. So Grover quit his job and had John Brennan before him and spent all day here at the church room. Work them for a little while, sit down with them and teach them for a little while, talk about the life situation for a while, pray with them, teach them a little Bible, work them again. That went on all day long and he raised them up. That's what they needed. It's like being in intensive care in a hospital. Grover provided intensive spiritual care, brotherly care. So he was a shepherd. At that point of lambs. Remember when Jesus told Peter, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep." Sheep, grown-up sheep, are in tune with the shepherd. They know the shepherd's voice and follow him. Lambs don't know the shepherd's voice. They don't know how to follow him. They don't know why to follow him. They'll have their own things they want to do. They want to be themselves, which is a dangerous thing. And so, lambs key on the mother sheep. And Grover was a mother sheep in that respect. The lambs keyed on him. They fed on him. He gave themselves to them. And they grew up and learned the shepherd. Learned about the shepherd and heard the shepherd voice. I would say that, and I didn't get this from Grover, but I would say Grover didn't try to make a mark in life. He didn't try to develop a legacy. He gave himself to people, and he left it up to the Lord to make the mark in different people. And he did. That's why we're all here today, because Grover's life was used by the Lord to make a mark on us. Lots of times, it's kind of a natural, not a very good spiritually healthy thing, but a natural thing, that the people who have the biggest ministries or the bigger warriors, they're known for a long time afterwards. But the peacemakers and the peacekeepers are not remembered very long. I'm going to remember Grover a long time. He was a peacemaker and peacekeeper. And he blessed me and others with peace. It'll be good to see him again. Pick up the book, take it with you. It's just a little bit, a little book about Rome. The Lord's Shepherd. God bless you.
In the assurance of eternal life given at baptism, let us proclaim our faith and say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now let us say together the prayer our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For our brother Grover, let us pray to our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am resurrection and I am life. Lord, you consoled Martha and Mary in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for Grover and dry the tears of those who weep. You wept at the grave of Lazarus, your friend. Comfort us in our sorrow. You raise the dead to life. Give to our brother eternal life. You promised paradise to the thief who repented. Bring our brother to the joys of heaven. Our brother was washed in baptism and anointed with the Holy Spirit. Give him fellowship with all your saints. He was nourished with your body and blood. Grant him a place at the table in your heavenly kingdom. Comfort us in our sorrows at the death of our brother, Grover. Let our faith be our consolation and eternal life our hope. Father of all, we pray to you for Grover, for all those whom we love but see no longer. Grant to them eternal rest. Let light perpetual shine upon them. And may his soul and the souls of all the departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Almighty God, with whom still live the spirits of those who die in the Lord, and with whom the souls of the faithful are in joy and felicity, we give you heartfelt thanks for the good examples of all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now find rest and refreshment. May we, with all who have died in the true faith of your holy name, have perfect fulfillment and bliss in your eternal and everlasting glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, by your death you took away the sting of death. Grant to us, your servants, so to follow in faith where you have led the way, that we may at length fall asleep peacefully in you and wake up in your likeness, for your tender mercy's sake. Amen. Grant, O Lord, to all who are bereaved the spirit of faith and courage, that they may have strength to meet the days to come with steadfastness and patience, not sorrowing as those without hope, but in thankful remembrance of your great goodness and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love. All this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Please be seated as we enjoy a beautiful anthem from our choir.
Hear God, give all of us.
What a powerful worship service. I'm sure Grover is enjoying it immensely, as we have enjoyed sharing his life and singing him to heaven. After the service, there is a reception for you all that the family would like to host you for. But first, they'd like to get there first. So after I dismiss you, it's just them. And then y'all can follow along after exchanging some peace together. The God of peace who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you now and remain with you forever. Amen. Our closing hymn. The church that we are in has other plans at 4 o'clock, and so we have until then to enjoy being together. Let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Alleluia.